from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're three back, the Royals are, from the Guardians in the Central. We know the wild card because the Red Sox have been struggling. The Royals do have the cushion, if you want to call it that, at this point with 32 games to go in the season. They have a 4.5-game lead over the Boston Red Sox. They made some moves. We'll get to the roster moves today. A couple of them coming out in the last, 5 or 10 minutes, making it official, specifically with the bullpen. Plus, we already knew Alec Marsh is going to be appointed as the 27th man for today's doubleheader. But this stretch, we've all talked about the 20 games. But right here, this doubleheader, this couple
these
of games,
four games,
these four plus the three later, like, those are division deciders. Fortunately, the wild card race has been going pretty well, even though you lost a series against the Phillies.
Still
over
tied
the weekend.
With Minnesota, still 4.5 games up on Boston.
But the division, I don't think it's hyperbolic to say or anything that you could lose the division over the next four games.
That's what's scary about it. It's not in any way. They can't win the division in these next four games, but they can absolutely 100% lose it. It can be over. Those three games next week at home won't matter. They can lose the division as it sits over these next four. Now, it would require getting swept, but hell, losing three of four would put you 5 games back with only 30 games to play and only 3 games remaining against Cleveland. You can't fundamentally make up the gap in the way in which you would like. And so, and it's big because like you're going to get a sense of where Alec Marsh is or how they might use him in September call-up form, or if they're going to use him to start for someone, to give somebody a day off as the season goes on. Because as of today, Daniel Lynch is up. He's going to replace Angel Zerpa. Also, I think Carlos Hernandez is back up to replace Will Smith. Will Smith, a terrible case if they can't get anybody outs. Really flared up the
lower
last couple of
spasms.
Weeks.
Spasms, very timely there.
But so the way that it's set up right now, they're going to be relying on some of these young arms. But yeah, they can lose the division in the next four games. They go 2-2. Then we're just pushing this problem down the road, and I would tell you anything is possible. So that's the minimum for me. Over the next four games, if you want to stay in the American League Central race, you got to go at least 2-2. Obviously, 3 of 4 or sweeping all four opens the division up to where I might start thinking you're the favorite to win this thing, because you would definitively have something on Cleveland by then. You'd be 9-2 against Cleveland with 3 to play. You would lock up the tiebreaker against them. You'd have a million things going in your favor against that team, including apparently just having their number, which sometimes happens in an individual season, whether one team's performed better or not.
We all knew these games against the Guardians out of the 20-game stretch, of course, were the most important. That's why we were trying to figure out, hey, what record do they need to have after that 20-game stretch and everything? It's not so much the overall record, but hey, were they a game under 500 in the 20 game stretch? But they were unbelievable against the Guardians and took 5 of the 7, like, or the opposite. Like, it's weird. It's not so much the winning record over 20. Like, they lose a series against the Phillies, really disappointing. Saturday and Sunday they got blown
especially
out.
Especially because the same thing, you get game one and then just get your ass kicked in 2 and 3.
Really disappointing outing. But ultimately, the games against the Guardians matter more. And so that's where there are no excuses in this particular series against Cleveland, starting with the doubleheader today. And it puts a lot of pressure on, luckily, it's Cole Reagans again. But luckily, you have Cole Reagans to get this thing started in the doubleheader.
Well, and again, Alec Marsh generally has pitched very well this year, was pitching worse before he was sent down to preserve his innings, but has also pitched really well in AAA. So there's no reason why Alec Marsh can't perform well against Cleveland today. But Reagans has been the ultimate stopper. And this goes back to the same thing that we talk about for why if anyone's just like feeling down on the Royals because they again lost a series to a good team, is one thing we definitively know about Reagans and one thing that has been true for 130 plus games this year. The Royals don't go on long losing streaks. That's why they've been able to stay in the American League Central race. Other teams have struggled to stop the bleeding for 4, 5, 6 games where the Royals, Cole Reagans eventually shows up, right? So for the day game today, they've lost 2 in a row and Lugo got roughed up and Singer got roughed up again. And for the 4th straight week, Golder, actually 3 times out of the last 4 straight starting circles, Cole Reagans will be asked to be the starting pitcher out of the 3 of them that gets the dub. And the other 2 times he's answered the bell. And all 4 times during this, he's answered the bell. So it's hard for me to imagine he won't once again step up to the plate for the Royals. Even though Sandlin is a tough matchup, and I'm not saying that the Guardians can't get the
tough
win. But
these are going to be tough. You could already tell watching and listening to the Phillies series. There's a different energy level, and the Royals, unfortunately, ran into a Phillies offense that beat them up consistently on Saturday and Sunday, and pitching wasn't good enough, plain and simple. And there were also mistakes. How many times have we said we know the formula? A lot of times, if you get blown out, you get blown out. But a lot of times when the game's close, if the Royals are losing those, it's, base running errors, fielding errors, defensive mistakes. I mean, that's what happened a little bit in this series. I will say, though, I don't know if you, I saw a lot of, once again, because it was a playoff team and the Phillies got the best of the Royals this weekend, that it's once again proof that they can't beat good teams. And
there's evidence to support
that. There is evidence to that. But using that as in, well, then it doesn't matter anyway, that I don't get that logic. I had multiple people reach out to me on social media. I'm sure you get the same mentions as well at times. They're like, well, they can't bleed the Phillies, so it just doesn't matter. I don't want them to make the playoffs to just lose in the first round. Like,
are you nuts?
What's up with
they won 56 games last year.
And what's up? That logic is ridiculous.
Flawed. Absolutely. Incredibly flawed.
For a variety of reasons. One, the obvious, which is like, what are we doing here? They haven't been to the playoffs in almost 10 years, so that's silly. The other part is the Diamondbacks were the final wild card team a year ago and went to the World Series. So this notion of like, it doesn't matter. And then also, we bring up how the Royals have fared against playoff teams. It's not been great. They're 19-25. They're 6 games under. The Guardians are 20-26 against current playoff teams. The Twins are 20-30. So
before you're just like, they can't be playoff teams. No one can, apparently. Everyone's schedule has been buoyed by the White Sox.
Correct.
That's why the American League Central might have 3 playoff teams.
Correct.
Is there a combined 4,001 against Chicago this year?
There are not great teams in the American League this year. Not great teams. There's a lot of really good teams. The Royals are part of that bunch, but so are the Guardians, so are the Twins, and so are the majority of baseball, frankly. And so, these are all valid concerns. We know this team's been flawed. We know they haven't been great against playoff teams, and all this is going to get sorted out during this 20-game stretch. But if we're going to point out the Royals haven't been great and why they just can't do anything anyway, so why does it matter? Then let's at least acknowledge the Guardians and Twins against playoff teams have been terrible.
So you're just saying it's the Yankees or the Astros who are going to go to the postseason this year. And I just don't think that it's down to just those 2 teams. I wanted to pull up because I thought, talking about the Diamondbacks only won 84 games last year. They had a negative run differential. They had a 400 winning percentage against playoff teams. They had a below 500 winning percentage against teams above 500. They played 500 baseball in August and September. They got blown out more than they blew somebody out. Like, I can give you every stat in the world that suggests the Diamondbacks had no business being in the World Series last year. The Royals are a better team this year than the Diamondbacks were last season on paper in every way.
We should know.
So just get to the postseason and there's hope. I'm not saying give up on the division yet.
Yeah.
But the idea, I'm with you. The idea that there's fans that be like, well, if they're just going to lose in the first round, then what's the point? What's the point? They won 56 games last year and they'd be a postseason team. The point would be this team is in competition again, which I would have taken a million times out of a million before the season started.
Yeah, I mean, right here in Kansas City, we should know 14. I mean, in 2014, this team got in as a wild card. 1-game wild card. We all know what happened in the A's game. We know what happened the remainder of the postseason. Am I predicting the Royals are going to the World Series? Absolutely not. But the idea that, like, well, you know, this is going to be an embarrassing first-round loss is just, I'm sorry, it's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Also, can we enjoy the ride? I know a lot of you are. Most of you are. Can we enjoy the ride? There's 32 games or whatever to go. And this team has a 4.5 game lead in the wild card. They're 3 back from the top wild card, and they're 3 back in the division. Let's see what happens today. Because I know how this works. If the Royals end up somehow
sweep both, people are going to come in today and be like, "We're running the World Series."
If the Royals sweep the doubleheader today, which would be incredible. I'm not saying they're going to, but that'd be incredible. Then we come in tomorrow and. You know, every day, this is what's fun about every day. Everybody gets high and low. It just doesn't matter.
So the one concerning thing over the weekend has been the trend for the last 2 months, which is Singer and Lugo. I need one of you to step to the plate.
Haven't been good enough.
In a big series, in a big game. And they know that. If they were listening to this show right now, they know what I'm saying is true. Either Seth Lugo or Brady Singer, ideally both. One of the two of them, the next time out, is it Houston at the end of this week? Who will they get in the next? I forget. I just know that it's all difficult teams, and I can't remember the order now. Whoever it is after the Guardians.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Who's up? Because we know they're all playoff teams. We know that they're all good teams, well above 500 teams, et cetera, et cetera. In your next start, Lugo or Singer, you have got to, it is the Astros, you have got to put a good start on paper. Win the damn game for your team. Because this weekend, I know it'd be easy to look at 11-2 and 11-3 and be like, they got their ass kicked. I just want everyone to know that those games were hanging around the same to the fifth inning or the sixth, both. Royals within a run, close games, fighting for it. And then when the starting pitching let the game get away, they went to the bad bullpen arms and the game got out of damn control. Had the starter kept it to a one-run game, I don't think they throw out Will Smith. I don't think they throw out Angel Zerpa. I think they go to the good arms. And there's a chance that they actually win one of those two games that although they were 7 or 8 or 9 run games, you're like, you're trying to tell me they had a chance to win that game? And yes, both of them finished exactly the same way, which was they were in it, starting let it get too far out of control, and they had to go to the bad arms.
Heck, even an extreme example of that is Garrett Hampson was pitching the ninth inning. That was the right call. Why worry about taxing more arms when you got a doubleheader coming up the next day? So Garrett Hampson's out there preventing someone from getting a cycle.
Perfect. And by the way, Lugo got soft hit to death yesterday. I'm not going to pretend like he didn't. It was 5 infield singles. Tough day for them.
Yeah, and defense had a rough day too.
But that's a pretty consistent theme is like in the games where things don't go well, they play sloppier baseball.
Yeah, because they're a flawed team. As we said, there's no great team. The Royals are not a great team. And so they can't overcome those mistakes. And that's what happened a couple times throughout the weekend. And the same thing would be in play today. If they have mistakes on the base pass or in the field, they're going to lose these games to the Guardians if that happens. They don't have to play perfect baseball. But, man, you just cannot leave any wiggle room for teams that they're playing right now. Yes. Playoff teams. You can't.
Because they're good teams, and they'll take advantage of mistakes.
I think the Royals will also pounce. If the Guardians make mistakes, I think the Royals take advantage of it. That's what happens this time of the year and in these games that are so crucial.
Yeah, commonly. And, again, they are very Jekyll and Hyde in that when the Royals are playing good baseball, they really do look like the best team in the sport. Starting rotation going 7 innings, allowing no earned runs. Bullpen with Urseg at the back end, 2 innings, looks great. Best player in baseball in Witt. Salvi's hitting homers. Like, when they look good, they look good. And they're one of the best defensive teams in baseball when they're not making mistakes. But then when if it's Garrett Hampson dropping the ball or little squibbers in the infield they can't seem to handle or they're letting guys steal bases or score on pass balls, they kind of let things pile up on them a little bit when things are going weird. But again, they're 5-2 against Cleveland this year. They come out of this series, 7-4. You can't tell me that they can't hang with some of the better teams in the American
League. How do you think today goes, though?
They win the Reagans game and lose the Marsh one, if you made me guess.
I mean, that makes sense, but right? I mean, hard to argue with that. The logic makes sense. Your best pitcher, one of the best pitchers in baseball, you get that one, split. Hopefully.
I think most doubleheaders against good teams are.
Got to be a split, though.
It's a lot like if you're a poker player and you play like any kind of cash game and like people to reduce the swings like to just like run it twice. Hey, we're all in. Let's put out 2 boards. It's the same thing. It's good to win the first. Just go out there and win the first one. And then the second game of the doubleheader feels a little bit more like free money where, you can at least afford to lose it and not feel like you're going down versus the other way around because it's Lorenzen tomorrow. And then Waka again on Wednesday. So, like, Lorenzen, he's pitched very well. But, less answers there typically than Waka Walker or Lugo or...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Reagans. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.